It is time for us to check sports, and we're going to talk baseball. The Cy Young Award winners have been announced in Major League Baseball, and they're both players that have been around for a while. The Cy Young Awards announced yesterday were pretty impressive, okay? First of all, Ray and Burns won the Cy Young Award. Blue Jays, Ray, and, of course, Burns from the National League. So, congratulations. These are not young players. So anyway, that's the way it looks in the Cy Young voting. Robbie Ray from Toronto and Milwaukee's Corbin Burns, the 2021 Cy Young Award winners. Robbie Ray from Toronto and Corbin Burns from Milwaukee. And they're the winners of the Cy Young this year. Of course, tonight it's Thursday night football, and tonight we get to see New England against Atlanta. New England on the rise at 6-4, Atlanta at 4-5. And looking at the local teams that'll play in action this weekend, the Jets will take on Miami. Miami is 3-7. The Jets are 2-7. The Giants are coming off a bye week, and the Giants will be playing Monday Night Football against who? Tampa Bay. Just what they need. They need to play a team that has lost two games in a row and has Tom Brady at the quarterback position. That's just what they need. Oh, well. At least I'll be sleeping by then on Monday night, so I won't have to watch that. NBA action yesterday. I don't know if we had any local action with any of the teams. Yes, we did. The Hawks over the Celtics, 110-99. The Nets down the Cavaliers, 109-99 yesterday. Now, coming up today, I don't think any of the teams are in action. Tomorrow, we'll find the Nets against the Magic, the Lakers against the Celtics. And then on Saturday, the Knicks will take on the Rockets. That is the NBA. In the National Hockey League yesterday, no local teams were in action. Today, the Rangers take on the Maple Leafs. The Devils take on the Panthers. And tomorrow, no local teams in action. Saturday, the Devils take on the Lightning. The Islanders take on the Flames. And the Bruins take on the Flyers. The Jets are starting quarterback Joe Flacco versus the Dolphins this week. Zach Wilson is still not ready to play after his injury. Talking about injuries, Baker Mayfield has suffered multiple injuries this season. His quote was, "Probably the most beat up I've ever been playing football." And a Las Vegas judge ordered former Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs to appear before her on Monday after learning he missed a required alcohol test while on house arrest following a fatal crash he's accused of causing while driving drunk at speeds of up to 156 miles an hour. Ugh, that is just an absolutely horrible story. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.